Staying with Luke 20, we look at verses 27 to 38. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will she be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die any more, because they are like angels and children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed. In the story about the bush, where he speaks to the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, now he is the God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive. Let's listen to Boyce Avenue sing Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears removed. How precious did that grace appear, the
heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease. I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace.
Sound that saved.